hospice organizations host We Remember, a community interfaith memorial event right here in Grand Rapids. Many those partners coming together to make this happen. Let's talk about this event that does happen next Thursday with you, Sue Glover from Hospice of Michigan. Sue, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you for having
Welcome.
Us.
Welcome, Margarita Solis Deal from the Dominican Center at Marywood. Good morning to you, Margarita.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yes, Sue, what's happening?
Well, thank you for having us today. Yeah, we came to talk about our interfaith memorial service called We Remember. That will be on Thursday, September 14th from 6 to 8 at the Dominican Center.
Mm-hmm. And the Dominican Center hosts this We Remember. Tell us about Marywood and why this is important.
Well, the Dominican Center for the past few years has been very much involved in this event, is hosting the event at our space, because we are looking for opportunities really to sponsor and work and collaborate with our interfaith community. So this was a really good opportunity for Dominican Center to get involved in a real close way that works with an event that helps us remember people who've passed in our lives, but to do that in a way, in an expression of a way that really is honoring our own faith traditions in doing that. So we come together very peacefully and able to achieve that.
Yes. Sue, many those involved in the hospice world partnering for this?
Yes, we're really fortunate this year that we have so many hospices involved. In addition to Hospice of Michigan, we have Emmanuel Hospice, Faith Hospice, Grace Hospice, Heartland Hospice, Kindred Hospice, and Spectrum Health Hospice as well.
And I'm just going to ask you to remind me of the necessary role that hospice plays in our lives?
Well, hospice, typically, we take care of people at the end of their life when they're dealing with a terminal illness. We support the family, and we continue to support the family after the person has died through grief support, and all of our organizations offer grief support as well.
Margarita, how will the evening work on the 14th?
Yeah, so we start with an hour of a service that we come together at our Marywood Chapel. And in that service, we have the opportunity to hear reflections from different faith leaders representing different faith traditions, the Jewish tradition, Christian, Sikh, or Sikh faith tradition, as well as our Muslim brothers and sisters, our Buddhist community. And this year, we also have invited the secular community to join us. And each one will give a short reflection on how they approach passing and how they approach the celebration of life. Mm-hmm. And an underlining theme is hope as well. And so it offers the opportunity for reflection, music, and quiet time. And then that will last an hour, and then an hour afterwards we'll go outside and participate in all different types of activities.
Including planting flowers in a remembrance garden.
Exactly.
Yes. Sue, it looks like your target audience, those who have lost a loved one, to share memories and honor a special family member or friend?
Yes, that's correct. And as Margarita had talked about, we have that remembrance garden there at the Dominican Center. There's also going to be a nature walk. And we're going to be doing decorating and flying kites. There'll be a memorial fire, a singing bowls activity, as well as a walking labyrinth.
How do you expect the mood to be, if I may look into your crystal ball? Will it be, I don't want to say a sad mood, but will it be a safe place to share?
Yeah, I think what we hope is that it will be a very peaceful event and that people will have time to remember their loved ones and really reflect on that message of hope.
And this may be part of the mission with the Dominican Center?
Absolutely. Our mission is to bring communities together, and so this fits right into what we're doing, as well as to celebrate the different faith traditions that will be there as well. Yeah.
What's this memorial fire?
Yeah, so it's an opportunity for us to kind of put down a thought and a reflection of somebody that we know and that we've loved. And so we're going to take some time to approach that fire with that thought and memory. We'll write it down, and then we'll put that and place that into the fire so that we can watch that whole thought actually kind of disappear into a spiritual space, is what we're kind of hoping to create, that type of setting for that and framework.
So what else do you hope comes from this evening on the 14th?
Well, I think it's a wonderful opportunity for people to really gather and see that maybe they're not alone in their grief, that there's other people there as well that are grieving, and then it's really, like you had mentioned, a safe place for them. There will also be the opportunity for people to bring maybe a picture or memorabilia of their loved one, and we'll have an altar or area up at the front where they can place their piece up there in memory of their loved one.
Margarita Solis Deal from the Dominican Center at Marywood, what are your final words?
We just invite the full community to come. We thank you for letting us be here today to be able to share with others. But we invite everybody to come because we know that everybody has had somebody in their life that has passed away.
How do we get a hold of the Dominican Center?
You can call us at 514-3325 or contact us at our website, DominicanCenter.com.
Sue Glover from Hospice of Michigan, details one more time for next Thursday.
Yep, so the event will be at the Dominican Center at Marywood at 2025 Fulton Street on Thursday, September 14th from 6 to 8.
Thank you, ladies. Hospice of Michigan, HOM.org?
Correct.
Yes. Ooh. Thanks, guys, Sue and Margarita, for sharing these good words. Take care.
Thank you, Shelley.